Bobrovsky, CM Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Happy Monday. We made it. One down. Well, only like two to go, unless you work at a bank. In which case, you have to show up at work on Friday. Do you know why this is, by the way? It's the only week where it doesn't pay to have a bank job. Because I always feel like when I go to the bank, they're always on holiday. But the rules, federal rules, are set that the bank can't close four consecutive days. Think three is the max. So that's why they take three-day weekends, any opportunity they can. But they have to open, okay? The Federal Reserve requires them to open on Fridays. Well, because they have to. They're not going to be open on Saturday and not going to be open on Thanksgiving. So that's why banks are open on Thursday. Random fact. I'll tell you what else is open, and that's Donald Trump's office, which is a revolving door of visitors. You know, there are reporters right now. There are reporters that are just hanging out in the lobby, watching. It's like paparazzi stalking. You know, they're watching the comings and goings. Yes, I said that. Of everyone going in and out, right, in and out of Trump Tower. Because they want to see, right, these are all the people that are having meetings with the future president. And these are potential. You know, this is like, it's like seeing who are the contestants. And so you have the media mocking this, too. You know, you've got them saying he's running an apprentice style show. And here's the thing. Yeah, I think they should have cameras. I think they really ought to, because wouldn't you want to be a fly on the wall? Well, look, I've been thinking this for a week and a half straight. And now I'm thinking it more than ever because, this news just broke a few hours ago. People aren't really talking about it, but here's today. One of the big meetings that was set up was one between Trump and a number of TV executives and TV news presenters. And I have a list for you. I'll tell you some of the clowns that showed up. You'll recognize a lot of these names here. You've got people from ABC, George Stephanopoulos, Martha Raddatz. Remember Martha Raddatz? She's the one that cried. She started crying when she was doing the election coverage and she began tearing up. I know. She wasn't the only one, but anyway. So CBS, who they got? Charlie Rose showed up. Gail King, morning host. Chris, I don't know, some bureau chief. CNN, the president of CNN showed up. Jeff Zucker. This is the clown responsible for turning CNN into Hillary Clinton's mouthpiece, which is fine if your person wins. Right. But when your person loses, right, when you've taken CNN, the brand, think about this. You know, I've always teased, you know, because you listen, but you tease the Clinton News Network. When you take CNN globally, you go into any hotel room anywhere in the world, you turn on the TV, you go to news channels, you're going to have CNN there. It is a global brand. It's not like Fox. I'll tell you that. In the world, CNN is a brand. And Zucker is the guy who single-handedly turned it into a left-wing. I mean, it was always left-wing, but turned it into an absolutely dedicated 24/7 Clinton propaganda machine. So he shows up. Wolf Blitzer. He goes in. You know Wolf. We joke that Wolf is the worst contestant on Jeopardy in like the history of time. It was so bad. What was his negative point total? Find that for me, Robbie. He was, by the end of the thing, I mean, his point total was, he really was one of the worst contestants. Because it's difficult when you're not being tested on liberal ideology or when you don't have people like your producer talking into your ear and telling you what to say. Negative 4,600. Do you have to pay that money back? Do you know? How does that work? Fox News had some people show up, including the new co-president, Bill Shine. Let's see. Jay Wallace came in. Who else would we recognize here? Oh, Chuck Todd from NBC, along with Lester Holt. So interestingly enough, on this list are two people who moderated the presidential debates, Lester Holt and, of course, Martha Raddatz. So what happens? They go in here, and I'll tell you exactly what these people thought when they walked in. And you can tell based on how they look walking in versus how they look walking out. You see them walking in, and by the way, these people on TV, when you see them on TV, you know who they are. You'd think that this was some kind of fashion show. One of these ladies is walking in with, I know these things. I know purses. You know, I'm married, and I have to follow this stuff. And I'm looking at one of these purses. Who has this? This is a Birkin bag or whatever it is. It's got ostrich on it. This is probably a $30,000 handbag. So by the way, these are the people, these are the news reporters that are so in touch with the common man. These are the people, right, who told you, who had their, they had their thumb on the pulse of America. They had it nailed. Now they're walking around in furs, $30,000, $40,000 handbags. And they are just happy as can be walking into Trump. Because you know what they're thinking? They're thinking, yeah, you know, whatever. Election's over. Trump's being magnanimous. He's saying great things. And you know what? He needs us. He needs us. I'm Wolf Blitzer. I'm important. I am a highly respected journalist. These people are so smug. I can tell 3,000 miles away looking at how smug they are. Well, they leave the meeting and everything's off the record, right? So everything's off the record and they can't talk about it. So they leave the meeting. And of course, what happens? There's probably 30 people in the room because Trump has his people in the room. Kellyanne Conway and his other advisors are there. And someone, when you've got 30, there's no such thing as a secret, you know, in a room of 30 people. And someone blabs about what happened. And this just came out, by the way. So the meeting happened this morning, but it's now coming out what actually went down in this meeting. And apparently Trump went bananas on these people. He unloaded on them. Somebody called it a effing firing squad. That was the source characterized it as that. He went off. Let's see some of the things that he basically called the media out. He's called them, and this is a quote from the source, media that are dishonest. You guys are deceitful liars. What else? He called Zucker out, right? The CNN, the head of CNN. Said he had the worst network ever. She does. I mean, and so he unloads on them. And these guys come in. I love it. They come in. They think that because what the purpose of the meeting was, incidentally, I should have started with this. The purpose of the meeting is these media people are all now going to be, they're going to be talked to about who has what seat, you know, in the White House press briefing room. You know, that room that you always see in all the press conferences. You know, it really matters to these people where they sit. It's all like there's a pecking order, you know. It's like, ooh, you've got seat two. I'm in seat five. You know, it's a big deal. And so they think they're going to be talking about access. What kind of access they're going to get to the president, because that's media speak for how close they can get to the podium. How much time they're going to have with the president reporting from the White House. Well, I've got news for you. ABC, NBC, CBS and Clinton News Network. You are in for the surprise of your lives, because guess what? This is all, I don't know. I'm enjoying this. I think tomorrow you're going to hear nothing but people saying, "Well, this isn't presidential. This isn't this. This is just." I mean, Trump, really? You've got to just get serious. It's time to rise above everything. And that's going to be the narrative tomorrow. But I'm telling you right now, isn't it wonderful that finally these clowns, somebody beat up on them? And this is what I'm saying about being a fly on the wall. Tell me, wouldn't you want to be there? I mean, let's say you even, look, let's say you don't necessarily think this was the right way to go. It must have been beautiful because I was never a big apprentice watcher. I think I saw all of maybe two or three episodes. But I am picturing it that dramatic. I am picturing Trump sitting, because they described it. There's a boardroom style table. It's got to be a big table, right? A lot of people in attendance. And so I'm picturing Trump sitting at the center of the table. Arms folded. I bet he had that scowl, you know, his Trump, you know, has got his little scowl. And then he's flanked by his advisors and they're all looking. And I bet the lighting, I bet Trump had it down to the lighting. He had it figured out like, you think dramatic music playing? I wouldn't put it past him. Well, so, this is how I imagine it. And they file in, Mr. President-elect, you know, so good to, oh, good to, yes, good to see you. And I bet you he was just like, well, time for a reality check. You know, time for you guys to, you know, to sit down and listen. And that's the thing. This world, this smug world of the liberal elites. And I'm just going to throw in media elites, right? The blobberati. They're just sitting there, yada, 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 okay, talking out of their you-know-whats, all right, and exactly this, you know, the world of Manhattan, I've said this, I said it before the election, I'm saying it now again, the world of Manhattan is very far away from Kansas, from Texas, from Ohio, and actually geographically not that far from Pennsylvania, but far enough. Far enough. And so what happened here, now these people are so out of touch that they still think, they still don't understand why they lost. They think it's a fluke. They think that Trump is going to be like every other Republican. You know when Republicans win? Let me tell you this. You know this. Republicans win elections and they immediately start to feel bad about the fact that they won. And they immediately start to buy in. And they do it during the election too. But they buy into the premise of what the media is saying. It's like, remember Romney and the binders full of women? You know why he said that comment? Because he was trying to prove to Candace Crowley that she was the one who attacked him, right, for not being inclusive and not picking a cabinet. He's not going to be diverse. You know, you're just a rich white guy, you know? And he bought into the premise. Trump is the first contender for national office that I know of in my lifetime who doesn't accept the premise. He doesn't see Jeff Zucker, president of CNN. He sees a bozo that's running a stupid network that's gotten everything wrong, missed every major trend, and who's been blatantly unfair to him. Let me ask you something. Why should his administration give any preference to CNN? I wouldn't at all. I would carefully pick people. I would reward the people who are being fair. And let me be honest with you here. I read that however you want. You can say that he'll be rewarding people who have been complimentary. But isn't that what Obama did? You think that Obama had Fox News in to give him tours of the White House and, you know, back scratchies? And no, it was no way. I mean, when Obama had to deign to sit down with Fox News, you could see it in his body language. He was a bristling porcupine. Yeah, no Joe Cool there. So what goes around comes around, but these media people are so lost in their world that they didn't even see it coming. They didn't see it coming. They thought, you know what? It's just over. It's the election. It's done. Yeah, and I think I think this exactly ties into the Hamilton thing. I wasn't going to get into it. I didn't want to, but it's you're right. It ties into this. Well, if you didn't hear, you know, this the show on Broadway, it's sold out. What are tickets? Your tickets are averaging something like $400, $200, a lot of money. Okay? So the people that are showing up to see this Broadway show, let's say they take a date. Hundreds of dollars. People who are bringing their family, now they're traveling from out of town. Hotel rooms are not cheap in New York. So it is a big investment. People are showing up to this and spending big money. And I think that's probably the last place and under the last circumstances that I would want to be lectured on my politics or anyone else's politics for that matter. Which always leads me back to my original thesis when it comes to Hollywood, actors and the like. Shut up and sing. All right, we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. You know, it's a good question, talking about the blitzkrieg that Trump just unleashed on top media executives from various not-so-favorable TV stations, including CNN. You know, what downside is there to that? You know, aren't you supposed to just be nice? Aren't you supposed to mend fences and take the high road? Good question. He won. And he won without any of their help. I mean, you think about that. Well, and I'll even put it another way. He won. He was candidate salmon. He was swimming upstream of all this total liberal nonsense being poured out. Liberal. I mean, just you know, tilted completely to one candidate, namely one Hillary Clinton. So now, you know, you've got to, if you're Trump, you got to be looking at this saying, I don't need these clowns. I did it without them. In fact, I probably won because I ran against them. And that, by the way, is something that even some of my personal heroes who I look up to, and don't, when it comes to the media, I don't respect very many people, but there's a handful. And I remember hearing you can't run against the media. You can't run against them. And I'm still thinking about it because I'm not prepared to come out one way or the other. It's like that book that CNN's doing right now on the postmortem on the election coming soon, basically already been written and printed. You know, I'm not prepared. I'm not going to do that. I'm still letting this election sink in, and I'm studying it carefully because I'm not sure that running against the media is a good idea, and a lot of smart money says that it's not. But there's no doubt that Trump ran a campaign that was against the media. And I think he successfully got a number of people, a number of his followers, not even followers necessarily, but his eventual voters to reject the media. And he did it because now everybody's up in arms about his Twitterings. But he did it because he was able to reach people directly. And it was an end run around media. And so here is a president who, unlike any other, will be very unconventional in his messaging, in his mediums that he uses to communicate with people. And if I were CNN, I'd be a lot more nervous than Trump. They have a lot more to lose. Trump's proven that he can talk to his audience. You know, look, right now Trump won, and he was painted as an absolute crazy person. All Trump has to do in the next 4 years is prove that he's rational, to prove that he's not half of the things that Martha Raddatz said about him. Okay? That's all he has to do, and he will win in a landslide. All CNN has to do is, well, you know, pick up the pieces of their very broken network. Their ratings are in the toilet. And what else? Did you hear the news, by the way, on the same topic of the New York Times? I know we talked about it last week briefly, but they have had, people are just dumping them left and right. They are bleeding subscribers. It's very easy, I think, for a newspaper to show, well, look, these are all the people who have canceled their subscriptions, and these are people that are writing us letters. The ratings, CNN ratings, are showing decline, and they will continue, in my opinion, will continue to show that decline. Because they've lost all credibility, and they're still not getting, they're not digging themselves up out of it. So what's Trump's play in this? I think he's just gone full alpha on them. I think he's just shown them, I know, I'm wise to you. You guys effed this up, and apparently that's literally the word that was thrown around in the room. And I don't need you. I don't need you at all. Kiss my A money money was, I think, one way you could sum up the entire meeting. It's a power move. And it doesn't alarm me in the least. And I think if I were Zucker and I were some of these ABC people, now they're going to be licking their wounds and congratulating themselves about how they were able to get under the skin of a soon to be sitting U.S. president. But I don't let any of that fool you. That's just wishful thinking. That's wishful thinking. You know, and I want to add a little analysis here to the Hamilton thing. Because it's not just about Shut Up and Sing. There's more to it, and it's taking place on your Facebook, and it's taking place at your office, and people are talking about this, and I think there's something that needs to be said about it, and I'm going to do that when we come back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Oh, the world's filled with mean and nasty things that are going to hurt your feelings, so just learn to deal with it in the third grade. Don't be dealing with it when you're, an undergraduate at Yale.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski here, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. If you're a millennial, a snowflake, or wearing a safety pin, put on your big boy pants, because this stuff's about to get real. Talking about Hamilton. So this show, by the way, if you don't know, this is a really big to-do. This show is like the must-see thing. It's got lines out the door. You can't get tickets. It's sold out. I don't know. I'm not really a big musical follower. I'm not. But so I haven't seen it. But I don't think I'm spoiling anything if I tell you the show is about Alexander Hamilton. Okay. So, right, so the idea, it's about the duel. It's his duel with Aaron Burr, Hamilton shoots Burr. Okay. And I presume there's some sort of insipid love story involved here in this thing, and whatever. But the point is, the actor that I think his name is Brandon Victor Dixon, right? And he gets up, and he's the guy who plays Burr. So I presume if he gets shot, I think he comes back to life to give this soliloquy. At Mike Pence, he stands up and he says he basically stands up for people of color who he claims are going to in minorities. Let me go to the exact words. What does he say here? You know, we're a diverse America. We are speaking on behalf of the cast. He stops Pence as Pence is there. He's about to leave. He says, "We, sir, are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us. Our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir." So to me, I'm listening to this, and I don't know this actor from Adam. I've never heard of him before. But I can tell you, it sounds almost like he's putting on, Hamilton's persona. Doesn't it? It sounds like it does. Like he's using, and he's defending, he's taking this, we've got this Bill of Rights here, sir, and lecturing Pence as if he were affiliated with the next Hitler. Now, of course, the whole premise here where your friends on Facebook, right, are coming apart, your friends at the office, your coworkers are coming undone. You know, they think literally on January 21st, every person who has even the slightest tan is going to start getting rounded up by a Trump, police posses for no reason. Okay. That the Bill of Rights will be suspended by mid-February, and that by summer, you know, that Trump is going to be somehow self-appointed, you know, grand chancellor of the world. Yeah. And you know, I mean, I don't know. Look, no, and David Duke is not going to become an ambassador to Zimbabwe. It's not going to happen. So, but this is what people think, this kind of hysteria. And let me tell you, here's the thing. You've got this actor, and all he does is act. This is what he does. He's just reading lines that he's memorized. Maybe, okay, maybe he hasn't. Maybe he's got a little thing in his ear. Okay? He's reading memorized lines, and he's putting himself out there as the great defender of the Republic's virtues of this country. He is Aaron Burr. I mean, the absurd. This is every actor. Why do they do this? Every actor out there, you know, does a movie, you know, plays some role. And the next thing you know, they're on TV and testifying in Congress about this, that, and the other. Why can't actors just act? Why can't it ruins it. It's to the point. I always say, I can't even watch a Sean Penn movie anymore. Right? That's a great example. He's become so politically outspoken that it ruins everything that he does. And that he touches. But it's a particular type of arrogance in the media. And you know, you think that George Clooney, after doing Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, could testify to Congress about the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression? You think so? Yeah. Well, it's that absurd. Exactly. We got to pull that out. Elmo testified to Congress, didn't he? All right. Well, when we come back, let's talk about. Oh my! I want to talk about this thing that happened at the LA Auto Show. I was there, not last night, but I want to tell you about this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Oh my gosh, my team actually is concerned whether I know who Kanye West is. That's what this has come to. All right, Sam Rogowski here. Oh, I was. Did you hear about this thing that just happened at the LA Auto Show? So they're doing test drives. I thought this was neat because I've gone to the. I usually go every year to the auto show. I love going. I'm a car guy. I love cars. I have to go worship at the Porsche Temple. They set it up there on the side. Beautiful, beautiful setup. And I wasn't going to go this year, except yesterday. Well, I'll tell you what happened. It was a rainy day. And Sherry was taking Vera to the Lakers game. They were playing the Bulls. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to drive. We'll all go up together and I'll drop Sherry off at the game with Vera at the game. And then I'm going to take my son and my youngest daughter. And we're going to go and get dinner and just have fun while they're at the game. So go up. And of course, it's raining. And in Southern California, when it rains, everyone loses their mind. I know we get people listen to this program from all over, so I'm just going to tell you, yes, it's like that. It's a weird phenomenon. So people out there, okay, they're driving like crazy, and traffic could not have been worse. It was so bad. It would be, you'd probably move like half a car length at every light cycle with every green light. So we get our way through. I get there. I drop Sherry off. We end up taking my kids to dinner. And then I went over and we had time to spare. So I thought, hey, well, it's right there. Let's go to the auto show. And that's the first thing I saw there were these test drives. You know, they're offering these test drives around the corner and everything. And I saw the people inside the auto show. And these people that are going to the auto show, I wouldn't let them near a car if my life depended on it. These are the biggest bunch of goobers ever. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was late at night. It was a weird crowd. But you know these like fanboys that are just like, yeah, car, look at that. Whoa. And these people look like didn't even have a driver's license, some of them. So, I mean, it's apparently somebody got behind the wheel and you know, had no business operating any kind of a vehicle because they how do you lose control of a car on a street in a test drive situation? So really tragic, which just leads me to say, I hope if you've been hurt, you know who to call. You know, you don't want a shyster, don't want some guy who's got a cute jingle, you know. You want to go for the attorney who's going to protect you, take care of you, and make sure that you're treated right. And you know, you might even have a case against the manufacturer who set up the test drive. Cuz if they're not properly making sure that, you know, the person driving is safe, then it's on them. So here's what you do. You call Sweet James. You know him. We know him. We love him. And you will love him too. 1-800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021. The best sponsor, the best attorney, my friend, Sweet James Bergner. Oh yeah, and go to sweetjames.com, his website. Well, so talking about here on Sam Nation, you know, we like to pillory the media, you know, and the best thing about this election is that everything got turned up on its head. And it's a long time coming. You guys know who the Steve Bannon character is? You've heard a lot about him. And he's like the mystery man because he's actually a shy guy. And he always looks a little bit disheveled. Yeah, you don't know who Steve Bannon. He's the CEO of Breitbart News. Breitbart is described as this crazy, radical, homophobic, you know, I mean, what do they call him? I mean, they say that he's he's xenophobic and homophobic and alt-right white nationalist. Even accused him of hating Jews. To which, who was their one of their top editors, Milo Yiannopoulos, says, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm gay and Jewish, and Steve Bannon made me a star. So, eat that. But I'm only bringing this up because he is with a top advisor to the president. So on the same night that Zucker gets a new you-know-what ripped into the side of him, there is Bannon sitting at the table. He's watching it happen, and it's got to eat these establishment politicos to death, these media blabbers, that the guy running the little website, the alt-right little thingamajiggy, has all this access, and they are out in the cold. All right, back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC. And so we end up living, all of us, in this whole kind of pretend world because no one says what they really think.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. And hey, just a bit of show business here. We are going on the road. Actually, tonight, I am leaving town. I'm leaving and headed to the Caribbean, where I will be tomorrow. The show will be coming, yes, from the Caribbean, from Barbados. Random fact, by the way, about Barbados. It is a crime. You cannot wear camo of any color, any shade, because I guess it's reserved for the defense forces as part of their uniform. So, you know, you always got to check on that kind of stuff when you travel. You don't want to accidentally show up, you know, wearing camo and just, and let's say that's the only kind of outfit you have, you know, all you do is wear camo. So suddenly you're stuck between getting sent back to your country of origin or going through customs and immigration naked. All right. You know what we talked about, those people who are celebrities, right? They act, and they think they're just God's greatest gift to the universe. Do you know that Elmo testified before Congress? This is true. 2002. What the heck were the Republicans doing? This is why people have very little faith in our politicians. Because, you know, among all the things out there that needed to be done, a year after September 11th, and I don't know, with a war going on, they had Elmo testifying. I don't have the test, no, but I do have one line from it. Do I do it in the Elmo voice? First of all, do we have, get me the, yep, yeah, up. Yeah, so that's it. Here we go. Ralph Regula, Republican Ohio, went to ask Elmo if there was something that he wanted to say to the American people and put on the congressional record. Elmo said this: "Please, Congress, help Elmo's friends find the music in them. I love you, Congress." I had to do it. How'd I do? All right. Well, they're going to kick me out of Barbados with that. Well, no camo, first of all. I got a long night ahead of me. You know how far Barbados is, by the way? Look it up on a map. It's all the way almost to Venezuela. So I'll be able to lob some, you know, I'll be throwing some dirt clods at them from across the ocean. All right. Yeah, they need toilet paper. I should drop those out of the plane. Here's some items you may need. Yeah, good. I'm excited, and I'm excited to take you on vacation with me. So, and I'm even going to be coming to you live on Thanksgiving. So tune in then. We'll be here on air. All right. Talk to you guys soon on the other side. Have a great rest of your Monday, and talk to you tomorrow night, Tuesday. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
One stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC. Yeah.